In all, there will be 12 stops along the bus route that stretches for 5 miles from downtown Fort Collins to just south of Harmony Road. Construction actually began last September with the renovation of Mason Street. But, Jeff, the real noticeable work is going to begin in July.
Well, actually, Brian, work starts in June on some other portions of the project. But you're right. Starting in July, residents will see a lot of activity. That's when Burlington Northern Santa Fe replaces its rail line between Cherry and Laurel Streets. But the traffic congestion will really peak when Mason Street between those cross streets will be completely closed for a week, and no trains will be running through town while this work takes place. And if you'll excuse the pun, Brian, farther down the line, okay, underpasses will be built, as well as a guideway for buses and the individual bus stops along Mason Street.
Now, Jeff, the MAX project is going to run right past Colorado State University. I'm assuming that CSU students are probably going to be one of the main users of this line once it's completed in 2014.
Very much so. One student housing developer in particular told our reporter that his company was only mildly interested in Fort Collins until they heard about the MAX project. That project, the Commons, is a 665-bed student housing development that's currently under construction just south of the intersection of Prospect and College. Capstone Development Partners, the company behind it, couldn't be more excited about their development's proximity to the Mason Corridor. Capstone said that the large number of students will mean more riders for the MAX system, and in turn, MAX will mean more visibility for the project. So one really helps the other.
Well, obviously, the $87 million project was convincing for Capstone, but what about the other local businesses along the bus route?
Well, when Midtown Arts Center wanted to relocate in 2010, the Mason Corridor project proved to be a big draw for them as well. The Arts Center is located just a couple of blocks from the intersection of Horsetooth Road and Mason. According to Midtown owner Kurt Terrio, the buses should help draw patrons of the arts to see more shows at the Midtown Arts Center instead of just downtown.
Well, that's just one benefit. But, Jeff, there's at least, 100 or more businesses that stand to benefit from this rapid transit system for both their employees and their customers.
Yeah, you're right, Brian. And one of the biggest concentrations of businesses is the Drake Professional Park near the intersection of Drake Road and Mason Street. Employees who work there will have a much easier trip to get to and from downtown because MAX will allow them to avoid traffic congestion and having to find a spot to park in. In the same area as the CSU Veterinary Teaching Hospital, like other employees at CSU, many of the workers at the Vet Teaching Hospital are eco-conscious and, as such, look forward to being able to take alternative transportation to and from work.
Okay. Jeff, thank you.
You're welcome, Brian.
Jeff Nuttall is the publisher of the Northern Colorado Business Report. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.